like the present. Right now is the time that we should be prepared to hear the words that Jesus is speaking in the gospel today. That either we are good and faithful servants, or we are wicked and lazy servants. Because God gives each of us talents and gifts that he expects us to use, even though he doesn't give us any real direction or plan on how we're supposed to do it. Just as the servants in our gospel reading today were given no direction, they took it upon themselves to do it. And they are much better for it. But you see, God doesn't expect us to produce the same fruit as our neighbors, but he does expect us to produce good fruit. And if you paid close attention in the gospel today, the master's response to the first two servants was exactly the same, even though they had both produced different gifts. He said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Because you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." So you see, it's all about how to use the gifts. It's not our place to try to figure out when our master will return, when Jesus will return in his second coming. That's what St. Paul is trying to tell us in the second reading. He said, "Let us not sleep as the others do, but let us stay alert and sober so we can be prepared for the second coming." But our gospel today is also trying to get us to understand just how big those gifts God gives us are. Because a talent is not only a measure of weight. A talent in Jesus' time was also a currency. One talent is equal to 6,000 days' pay, or 20 years' worth of pay. That's a gigantic amount of money these people were trusted with. Gigantic for their time, especially, but even gigantic for our own time. But the gifts that God gives us can be just as great, just as grand. The problem is that we have a tendency to not see the value of the gifts that God has given us. We overlook them. But Pope Benedict XVI, when he was talking about this reading one time and talking about the talents, said that the talents, as they refer to our lives, are not only talking about our natural gifts, but they're talking about the gifts that we receive from Christ himself. And he listed them as prayer, baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist, forgiveness, and the kingdom, which is God living in our midst with us today. Now the last servant, he had a poor understanding of his master. He considered him to be a harsh taskmaster. It's like he almost thought he was like Pharaoh trying to make him produce bricks without any straw. He even said that he was afraid of his master. Pope Benedict also said that this same fear can overcome us if, after we receive confirmation, baptism, and the Eucharist, we tend to hide our gifts under a blanket of prejudice or under a misguided representation of God that paralyzes us. So you see, today, right now, is the time that we need to decide what it is we're going to do with the gifts that God has given us. Even though he hasn't given us a plan, he does expect us to use them wisely. Whether those gifts be natural or spiritual, academic or theological, right now is the time to decide what to do with them. Because, God forbid, we should happen to have one of those talents buried somewhere. Today is the day to go dig it up. Because we don't have anything else guaranteed to us past today. We're not guaranteed another year, another month, another week, not even another second. Today, right now, this is what we have. This is all we're guaranteed. So if we choose wisely today how we're going to use those gifts, when our time comes, whether it be end of our life or the second coming, and we meet our Lord and Savior face to face, then we'll be able to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, come share your master's joy."